Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Eureka Factor by John Kunios and Mark Beeman, a groundbreaking exploration of insights and creativity and their intertwined dynamics. Published in 2015, this book compiles the latest scientific research to illuminate how insights function, what facilitates their occurrence, and the obstacles they face. It offers invaluable advice for anyone looking to catalyze more eureka moments in their lives. John Kunios, a professor of psychology at Drexel University, specializes in the neuroscience of insight, creativity, and memory. His work has garnered attention from prestigious publications such as Scientific American, The Wall Street Journal, and The New Yorker. Co-author Mark Beeman, a professor of psychology and neuroscience at Northwestern University, brings a wealth of expertise from his extensive research on creative problem solving and cognitive creativity. Together, their insights form a comprehensive guide on harnessing the power of creativity and innovation. The Eureka Factor is an essential read for anyone yearning to enhance their creative capabilities and experience more aha moments. It appeals to curious minds fascinated by the origins of creativity and those seeking practical steps to boost their inventive thinking. Join us as we uncover the secrets to unlocking creativity within, guided by the expert findings of Kunios and Beeman. The Eureka Factor, Creative Insights and the Brain. Introduction. Unlock the secrets of Eureka moments for creative breakthroughs. Imagine this. You're in the shower, lost in a melody, letting the warm water cascade over you. Suddenly, as if by magic, an answer to a problem that's been haunting you at work materializes in your mind. It's an experience many of us are familiar with. Yet its suddenness and clarity often take us by surprise. These flashes of insight, known as Eureka moments, represent powerful bursts of creativity that can lead to groundbreaking solutions. But what if you could cultivate an environment where these moments of inspiration aren't just happy accidents, but a regular occurrence? This narrative journey will illuminate the conditions under which Eureka moments thrive, helping you harness the power of spontaneous insight. Through this journey, you'll explore how ancient civilizations ingeniously measured gold, highlighting the transformative power of insight, the reasons behind why the shower, of all places, often becomes the stage for these flashes of brilliance, the role of emotional experiences in sparking creativity, showing how a sudden shock can pave the way for innovative thinking. Embark on this exploration to understand how to foster an environment that nurtures these precious moments of clarity and creativity, making Eureka moments not an exception but a frequent and welcome part of your problem-solving toolkit. Part 1. Discovering Brilliance, the Magic Behind Eureka Moments. Imagine living over 2,300 years ago in the ancient city of Syracuse, where a curious question perplexed King Hiero II. The dilemma at hand was how to verify the purity of his crown's gold without damaging its intricate craftsmanship. In his quest for clarity, he approached a mind celebrated for unraveling the mysteries of the universe, Archimedes. Initially, even Archimedes found himself at a standstill. However, a simple act of submerging into a bath would soon spark a monumental insight. As he observed the displacement of water around him, the gears of genius turned. Could the same principle apply to a lump of gold? And then the crown reveal its composition without harm? The moment this solution dawned on him, Archimedes couldn't contain his excitement, leaping out and exclaiming, "Eureka!" signifying the discovery he had made. The tale of Archimedes and his bathtub encounter captures the essence of what we know today as the aha moment, an instance of sudden clarity and understanding that frequently signifies the birth of groundbreaking ideas. These moments, often the climax of prolonged observation and thought, bring forth solutions in a blaze of insight. History is rife with such instances, from Newton's apple-induced gravitation theory to countless more. What sets the aha moment apart isn't merely the speed of realization, but its ability to offer an entirely new perspective. Often, the obstacle to solving a problem isn't the lack of effort, but the tunnel vision that restricts our view to a single path. The magic of the Eureka moment lies in its capacity to shift our viewpoint abruptly and dramatically. This was the very shift Archimedes experienced, breaking away from the prevailing belief that assessing an object's composition necessitated its destruction. His insight not only preserved the crown's integrity, but also laid down a fundamental principle still celebrated in physics today. Such moments, though seemingly rare and unpredictable, hold immense significance in problem-solving and creativity. They remind us that the key to discovery often lies not in the straight, laborious path, but in the sudden leap into previously uncharted territory. Part 2. Insight Unveiled: The Hidden Impact of Aha Moments. Have you ever witnessed a seemingly simple invention or solution and exclaimed, "Why didn't I think of that?" It's a common experience, underscoring how breakthrough insights, though appearing straightforward in retrospect, are foundational to progress and innovation. The genius of such revelations isn't in their complexity, but in their ability to transcend conventional thought. The path to these eureka moments is often littered with skepticism and doubt. Once an idea is revealed, it's easy for onlookers to claim its obviousness. However, true insight comes from seeing beyond the current understanding, from identifying connections and possibilities that others haven't. Take, for example, the tale of Christopher Columbus and his encounter with skeptical Spanish nobles. After his discovery of the Americas, the nobles belittled the achievement, claiming they could have easily done the same had they possessed a fleet. To illustrate his point on perception and insight, Columbus challenged them to make a boiled egg stand on its end. After their unsuccessful attempts, he simply tapped one end of the egg, creating a flat surface, and stood it upright. The task seemed impossible until the solution was shown, showcasing that insights often come from challenging and rethinking the accepted norms. This story serves as a metaphor for the concept of insight, the act of pushing past the barriers of conventional thinking. We frequently confine ourselves with imagined rules, a mental trap known as functional fixedness. This self-imposed limitation narrows our ability to conceive innovative solutions. The breakthrough comes when we realize these boundaries are not as rigid as we assume, allowing us to discover new possibilities. To stimulate insightful thinking, try this exercise. With a pen and paper, attempt to connect 9 dots arranged in 3 rows of 3, using only 4 straight lines without lifting your pen. Many will argue it can't be done, adhering to the invisible boundaries they impose on themselves. Yet, by extending lines beyond the dots, a solution emerges, exemplifying how insight often requires stepping beyond what we perceive as the limits of possibility. Insightful moments are about much more than the recognition of a solution. They are about the bold leap beyond the familiar confines of thought, enabling us to view problems and their solutions in a revolutionary new light. Part 3: The Brain's Lightbulb Moment: How Insights Ignite Innovation. Ever wonder why those moments of brilliant insight don't come knocking more often? It turns out our brains are wired for efficiency over creativity, favoring reason and logic that streamline decision-making over the unpredictable spark of insight. This tendency is deeply rooted in the structure of our brains, particularly in the development of the frontal lobe. The frontal lobe, which fully matures during adolescence, plays a pivotal role in narrowing down our choices, helping us make decisions swiftly. This process allows adults to quickly filter through options based on logic and experience. For example, when choosing ice cream, an adult wouldn't typically expect or look for unconventional flavors like curry because their brain filters out unlikely possibilities. Children, however, with their still developing frontal lobes, might entertain a vast array of flavor ideas, showcasing the wide-open nature of their thought processes. However, insights, those sudden, unexpected discoveries, manage to bypass our brain's rational filters, lighting up our minds with novel solutions and ideas. Neuroscientists, initially uncertain about the true nature of insights, have come to observe them as literal flashes of activity within the brain, particularly within its creative right hemisphere. This discovery shed light on insights not just as the merging of previous thoughts, but as unique, powerful moments of cerebral enlightenment, proving their potential to drive new ways of thinking. But how do these brain sparks influence our thought patterns? It's about the intricate dance between the brain's hemispheres. While the left hemisphere is celebrated for its logical prowess, handling rules and language structure, it's the right hemisphere that adds the sprinkle of creativity necessary for putting sentences together in meaningful ways. Consider the scenario of walking barefoot near broken glass. Without the right hemisphere's knack for connecting dots creatively, one might not immediately understand the risk, even if the left hemisphere grasps the factual relationship between bare feet and glass. It's in bridging this gap that an insight occurs, altering behavior to avoid potential harm. So, the next time you have that light bulb moment, remember it's your brain's right hemisphere cutting through the logical rhythms of the left, proposing an innovative solution or idea. These moments not only highlight the remarkable flexibility and adaptability of our minds, but also underscore the essential balance between reason and creativity that propels us forward. Part 4, Shower Thoughts, Crafting the Perfect Setting for Insight. Before you rush to end someone's lengthy shower, consider this. Those precious minutes under the stream of water might be the cradle of the next big idea. It turns out some of our most profound insights prefer the company of soap and shampoo. But what makes the shower such a fertile ground for these flashes of brilliance? The key lies in minimizing distractions. The shower acts as a sanctuary from the outside world. The steady hum of water flowing, the sensation of warmth enveloping the body, these elements together cocoon the senses, shielding them from external noise and allowing the mind to roam free and focus intently on the ebbs and flows of our thoughts. Yet, simply zeroing in on a problem isn't enough. Insights require the mental bandwidth to wander through possible solutions, a process greatly enhanced by relaxation. This is where the concept of sleep incubation steps in, illustrating how our subconscious minds can wander and tinker with ideas even as we slumber. Paul McCartney's iconic melody for Yesterday famously came to him in a dream, showcasing the power of letting the mind work its magic behind the scenes. But the fertile ground for insights isn't exclusive to the realm of dreams. It extends to conscious moments of relaxation, like taking a shower. The serene environment provides the perfect backdrop for our brains to engage in playful exploration and connect the dots in innovative ways. For this creative alchemy to occur, however, having a rich reservoir of ideas and concepts to draw from is vital. Insights thrive on the merging of diverse thoughts and knowledge, weaving together seemingly unrelated strands into a coherent and novel solution. This underscores the importance of continuously feeding our curiosity and expanding our mental libraries. The broader and more varied our intellectual palette, the greater our capacity to forge new paths and revelations. So, the next time you find yourself or someone else lost in the embrace of a warm shower, remember that this might just be the cradle of a groundbreaking idea, nurtured in the confluence of tranquility, focus, and a rich tapestry of thoughts waiting to be woven into the insight of a lifetime. Part 5, Nurturing Aha Moments, the Interplay of Intuition and Environment. When it comes to bolstering creativity and productivity within a team, there seem to be two schools of thought. On one hand, we see the approach championed by companies like Google, which leans heavily into fostering an atmosphere of freedom, play, and expression. On the other, there's the old school method that relies on deadlines and pressure to drive performance. The question then arises, which environment is more likely to sow the seeds of innovation? The answer, perhaps unsurprisingly, leans towards the former. The liberty to explore ideas freely is a critical component in the cultivation of insights, while anxiety acts as a formidable barrier. Anxiety constrains our cognitive flexibility, making it challenging to think outside the box and connect disparate ideas. A workplace saturated with the stress of looming deadlines and high stakes is, therefore, less conducive to moments of sudden clarity and creativity. Conversely, an environment that encourages free thought, joy, and provides opportunities for relaxation and play is fertile ground for the spontaneous insights that drive real innovation. Another pivotal player in the realm of insight generation is intuition. Before an insight strikes, there's often a bubbling sense of something on the horizon, a feeling commonly recognized as intuition. While not every intuitive nudge results in a eureka moment, this sense that an idea is forming just beneath the conscious surface can be a precursor to breakthrough thinking. However, intuition is delicate. For it to surface and potentially evolve into insight, certain conditions must be met. Our mood plays a crucial role. A swirl of positive emotion can elevate our intuitive awareness, making those pre-insight inklings more pronounced. Conversely, a persistent negative emotional state can suppress intuition, burying potential insights under the weight of stress and pessimism. So, how do we foster an environment that's ripe for insight? The key lies in diminishing anxiety and cultivating an atmosphere where joy, exploration, and positive emotions can thrive, thereby enhancing our intuitive capabilities. As we seek to unravel the intricacies of insight and its precursors, we also venture into understanding why certain individuals seem predisposed to experiencing more aha moments than others. Part 6: Unlocking the Creative Genius: Genetics, Environment, and the Power of Thought. Ever noticed how some individuals seem to have a knack for coming up with innovative ideas effortlessly, while others tend to stick closely to the tried and true? This divergence in creative capacity has puzzled many, but a glance towards genetics offers some fascinating insights. Indeed, the propensity for experiencing those lightning bolt moments of clarity and creativity, our eureka moments, has something to do with how our brains are wired. Specifically, individuals prone to greater creativity often exhibit a more active right hemisphere, the side of the brain associated with creativity and intuition. This heightened activity allows their creative impulses to leap over the more analytical and methodical processes of the left hemisphere, propelling them towards novel ideas and solutions. Interestingly, the link between creativity and certain mental conditions, such as schizophrenia, further underscores the role of brain hemispheres in insight generation. Schizophrenia, for example, may diminish the left hemisphere's role in filtering or inhibiting the free flow of creative ideas from the right hemisphere, leading to a heightened ability for unconventional thought. However, it's crucial to recognize that genetics isn't destiny. While our genes lay the foundation, our environment and attitudes significantly influence our capacity for insight. One key to unlocking our creative potential lies in embracing nonconformity. Stepping outside of conventional thought patterns and letting our minds explore unorthodox possibilities can ignite the spark of creativity. Research even suggests that imaginatively placing ourselves in less traditional roles, such as envisioning oneself as a punk, can stimulate creative thinking. This illustrates the power of mindset and environment in freeing our thoughts from the usual constraints. Moreover, the way we think about the future can also shape our creative output. While near-term forecasting tends to be analytical, envisioning the distant future opens the doors to imaginative and expansive thinking. Consider the difference between planning a trip to Tokyo for tomorrow versus a year from now. The immediate future focuses our thoughts on logistics, while the distant future invites us to dream of cherry blossoms and vibrant cityscapes. Embracing this far-reaching perspective allows our creativity to flourish, revealing the boundless possibilities of our minds. Therefore, while our genetic makeup may tilt the scales towards a certain level of insightful thinking, we hold the power to nurture and expand our creative capabilities. Through embracing nonconformity, engaging in expansive future thinking, and cultivating an environment that encourages exploration, we can all tap into the wellspring of creativity that lies within. Part 7. Igniting the Spark Within. How Motivation and Environment Fuel Insight. Feeling as though the muses of insight and creativity only visit the ancient sages and modern-day geniuses. Fear not, even if flashes of brilliance seem rare in your daily life, there's hope for everyone to invite more eureka moments into their world. At the heart of becoming more insightful lies the right kind of motivation. Consider the two primary types of motivation: the drive to avoid negative outcomes, like steering clear of spoiled food, versus the drive toward positive rewards, like aiming for a promotion. The first type narrows your thinking towards avoidance, while the second opens your mind to possibilities. It's this reward-driven motivation that sets the stage for breakthrough thinking. By focusing on rewards, your brain is liberated from the confines of caution, allowing it to explore and connect ideas in new, potentially groundbreaking ways. Setting future goals can act as a beacon, guiding you towards this expansive mindset. Allow yourself to envision multiple pathways to achieve these goals, and among these, you might just stumble upon your own moment of genius. However, motivation is only half the battle. The environment you immerse yourself in plays a crucial role in cultivating the right conditions for insight. You're more likely to experience those light bulb moments in spaces that foster flexible thinking, positive emotions, and a sense of psychological distance from the daily grind. To create such an environment, think about incorporating elements that evoke tranquility and openness, spaces filled with natural light, soft shapes, calming colors, and ambient sounds. Social surroundings matter too. Exposing yourself to a diverse range of perspectives, especially those that challenge conventional norms, can stimulate your creative thinking. Nonconformists, in particular, can inspire you to view problems and solutions in new lights. It's understandable that overhauling your work environment might not be immediately feasible. Nonetheless, you can still carve out moments for reflection on your larger ambitions, or engage in activities that boost your mood. Remember, the capacity for insightful thinking isn't reserved for a select few touched by divine inspiration. With strategic motivation and a thoughtful reshaping of your surroundings, the door to discovering profound insights is open to you, too. Final summary. At the heart of this narrative is an empowering message. The potential for those illuminating eureka moments isn't exclusive to the likes of ancient philosophers or contemporary geniuses. Instead, it resides within us all, waiting to be tapped into. Whether you consider yourself highly analytical or not inherently creative, the opportunity to experience profound insights and unleash your creative potential is within reach. The journey to fostering more frequent and impactful aha moments doesn't necessitate a drastic overhaul of who you are. Rather, it's about making subtle yet significant changes to your mindset and surroundings. By shifting our motivation towards reward-driven goals and sculpting our environments to promote flexible thinking, positive emotions, and psychological distance from the mundane, we pave the way for creativity to flourish. This book serves as a reminder that insightfulness isn't a mystical gift bestowed upon a chosen few, but a capability that can be cultivated through intentional choices and changes. So, regardless of your starting point, embracing these principles can guide you toward a future rich with creativity and insightful discoveries. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.